Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Better late than never, am I right? On a Friday. One word, here we are. Let's get it going.
You are right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why that was funny. It just was like a little kid all of a sudden. We are better late than never, right, Dad?
Am I right? Am I right, guys?
A-M-R-I-T.
That's yes, right.
It's an actual word. They don't put a swiggle underneath it.
Yep. I love texting people that. Am I right?
Am I right?
Hashtag am I right?
Hope the kids are still in the car for their favorite segment. Let's get it started. One word on Chiefs, Eagles, weekend, baby. Super Bowl rematch, Sunday, 3:25. Be
massive,
there.
Massive, massive. That's three words, but they're all the same. Massive week two showdown. Okay. It's what we want, man. This is why we watch sports. Wouldn't you rather have this game than the Panthers coming into town?
No. We'd be 1-1. I'd love the Panthers to come to town.
Fair point.
I'll say this game in one word is football. This is a Super Bowl rematch. This is a team that has the dub on you. The last two times you played them, the Eagles have won. You are underdogs at home. Let's go play some football on Sunday at 3:25.
Longtime PA announcer Dale Carter has announced he's stepping down from the position after 16 years with the team. So that iconic, it's third down, no longer there. One word.
Bob, I would be the greatest PA announcer in the history of the NFL. Rob Alberino, Mark Donovan, Andy Reid, Brett Veach. I will even do you all a favor. I will even do a live version of Brett Veach Town if you let me take over for Dale on the PA.
It's just been revoked. You know, I guess legendary. I wish that guy in Denver would retire so we don't hear incomplete every time. But no, I mean, like, time marches on, man. You know, we got a new face, new place. Guy's doing other things in his life. He did it for 16 years. Now we'll see what the next catchphrase is. Maybe we can hear other music at Arrowhead other than Black Betty, Ball with the Ball, and all the same music we've heard since 1995.
Mina Kimes had some words to say about Chiefs, specifically the Chiefs' defense. Let's hear it.
I'm going to talk about the Chiefs, but not the offense, because I think the offense will be better when they get Rice back in particular, and the offensive line is young and they're going to play together. The defense was really concerning to me week one, and I kind of think that maybe got slept on a little bit. You know, with Justin Reed departing, there's this feeling it's the Chiefs, Steve Spagnuolo. They can insert any young cornerbacks back there and safeties, and everything's going to be fine. It did not look fine week one against the Chargers. Not enough pass rush, so they had to blitz, but then they couldn't cover behind the blitz. And you really worry this week. You know, you're going up against the Eagles, and I just don't know if they have the horses on the back end to compete the way that they have the last few years.
Well, they'll have the horses on the back end if the front end is able to get to the quarterback. Until the front end gets to the quarterback, I don't care who the defensive backs are for this team. It's the front four. So my one word is legit concern. There's no question about it. But give me until week four for the defense to get to where it needs to be, because we see this with Spags defenses a lot where they start out slow and then they pick it up. So concern, yeah, there's a little bit of concern there. But if this was week four, I'd have more concern than I have going into week two.
So concern.
Concern.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. See, I don't think that narrative holds up, because last year they gave up 27 points twice, and it wasn't until week 10 and week 11. They did not start off slow last year.
But that's 1 year. I mean, you go back and look at the Spagnuolo defenses. But also, too, you know, Chris Jones, man, like, if you're doing your job, maybe we're not having a conversation about this deal. Mitch was pretty hard on Chris Jones, you know?
Well, I would say my one word is D-line. D-line. That's my one word for the defense. Amina Kimes' comments. You drafted guys on defensive line. Gelati, Lott. You got these guys that are out there that should play, that should give you some rotation. That's Spags' bread and butter is rotation of big guys. Also, Carl Loftus, man. Let's go, man. Step up.
Let's go, dude.
Get some pressure.
You got
Get
one
to the
move.
Quarterback.
Come on.
Get after him. So, yeah, D-line would be my one word for that.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about Karloff, just like that could be the most valuable contract in the NFL. Make it look like it. Make it look like it's a bargain and not overpay.
Yeah, I'm not into, forcing the quarterback to step up stats, like they use a lot of times. I'm into sacks. That's a legitimate play. Oh, he forced him to throw early or do all that kind of stuff. Did he or did he not? I need, look, you get paid, you get sacks.
Yep. Grant Delpit. He'll need to get tackles on Derrick Henry. He says it's not that hard. The Browns hosting, I believe, the Ravens. I can't remember if it's at Baltimore or Cleveland. Either way, the division rivals face off this Sunday at noon. Grant Delpit, the corner for Cleveland, says, not that hard to tackle 6'5", 250-pound, the King Henry.
Yeah, I'm going to say my one word is hammer, as in hammer the over on rushing yards for Derrick Henry.
Exactly.
Because now... Oh, it's one thing when Frank Clark did it and they held him the 69 yards and he's a defensive end and he can have that impact on the running game and do all that kind of stuff. Then you've got the safety running his mouth. Usually if you're tackling the running back, he's already 9 yards down the field, pal, unless you're up at the line of scrimmage like a heat-seeking missile for one or two plays.
Miles Garrett's going to be, hey, speak for yourself,
buddy. Yeah, that's the other thing. Miles Garrett's like, son of a gun. Like, I'm the guy that's got to make the plays. You're back there playing grab ass with the wide receivers.
Derrick Henry's response, we'll see.
Yeah, Derrick Henry. When I saw his response yesterday, I'm like, oh, hammer the over on this guy.
Scary.
Yeah, I mean, my one word is moron. I mean, what are you doing? You're the Browns. Why don't you worry on just, scoring and, trying to actually play a complete game before you come at the King? Like, he literally is King Henry. If you come at the King in this game, you best not miss to give me a Omar line from The Wire. I mean, that is just fuel to the fire that does not need to be added. That is... We saw what he did against Buffalo. Yeah, he had a huge fumble, but we saw what he did against Buffalo. We've seen what he's done. He's still got it. Good luck, man. And when you get truck stick and Derrick Henry's on angry runs with Kyle Brand, who joined the show on Wednesday this week, and your face is on there getting absolutely run over, don't come crying out.
Exactly. That Delpit's going to have a big thing of grass in his helmet at one point and, cleat marks on his back. So
it's going to look like in Little Giants when Spike ran over the kid. 100%. They'd kiss up. There's like a body in the middle of the field.
Yes, that's exactly what it's going to be like. Again, it's one thing for Frank Clark to say it. Going into the AFC Championship game at home, you're a defensive lineman, boom, go out there and do it. You just put your whole crew on blast, and that's like the guy who, I'll just say it, it's the Nick Schwert of the world. Starts the bar fight, goes outside, burns a dart, and watches everybody else rumble inside.
Oh, yeah, shout out Nick Schwert, baby.
Got about a minute for this one. Let you guys go. One word on the Royals. They lost last night. A lot of people calling it the season.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to look at it. I'll just use one word last night. Schreiber!
Dagger.
Yeah.
That one hurt. That one stung. You lost 3 of 4 against Cleveland. You've slided away from potential.
Now you're 5 back.
Now that 3-game series against Seattle doesn't mean as much as it used to.
That 5-game deficit with an elimination number of 13, I think.
Okay.
Which is the combination of, it's now tied because I think with the Astros and Mariners for the final, I don't know who's tied with the Mariners for the final wild card spot right now. But the combination of those guys winning and us losses that equal 13, and then it's over. I think it's 7 or 6 for the division right now for the Royals, too.
Text line, we need your help to bring up the positivity to this one fan from the 913. Hey, guys, the Chiefs are washed. Let's face it. We had a good run. Home ain't the same. He used to be this time to move on the rings. We got it, and that's it. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Hey, where Joe at, man?
Yeah, hey, what go you, man? That's right. Coming up on the other side, we were very wrong last week. We have to redeem ourselves. We get to the script. Yeah. We get to the script on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
DeFesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.